Hey, everyone.
Hola.
Before we jump into this week's episode, we wanted to record this and let you guys know that we are accepting sponsors, new sponsors, that is. So if you've ever wanted to sponsor this podcast, trust me, it is more affordable than you think. So just send us an email, hello@sotaco.com. Mm-hmm. Hello@sotaco.com.
Hello@sotaco.com.
That's the preferred method. If you really don't want to, then just, you know, DM us on Instagram.
And slide into the DMs.
But yeah, you guys can sponsor one episode. You could do a whole month, but the rates are super affordable. We'll share them with you. If you are interested, just reach out to us either hello@sotaco.com or Instagram.
We're happy to hear from you.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy the episode.
Hasta la próxima.
Hey, Elena.
Hola.
It's crazy times, but we're not going to discuss any of that right now. So we'll be everyone's little escape for the meantime. What do you think?
Yes, I'm all for it.
Welcome to So Taco.
Two side hustles and a microphone.
With
So Bonita
and Taco Gear.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of So Taco.
Hola.
Elena is pulling up some info, while some very important info, because we have a guest today, which you saw in the title.
Yeah.
Very excited. I'm glad, Elena, you are bringing on guests.
I am.
Calling you out so you can do it.
This bitch.
Just some stuff to talk about with us outside of the crazy world going on right now. We've, I shot my first short film.
Uh-huh.
And I think it went really well. Very proud of it. It is edited. It is 95% complete. I was going to release it this week, but with the election and everything, it's a little nuts and crazy, so I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
Next week, maybe even the following week.
Maybe even next month.
It's a suspense.
Yes.
I would have loved to get it out by Halloween, but the schedules didn't line up. Anyway, regardless, Lena helped me, good friend Omar Lopez, who listens to this podcast, so thank you, Omar. Mm-hmm. He helped me. He did amazing. Our main star actress, Olivia Welty, mm-hmm. I think that's how you say her last name, came in from Houston. She is the star of this. Couldn't have done it without her. She makes the entire thing work. It's a 3 minute and 30 second short film.
And cheeklers?
Maybe. Anyway, so I'm super, Elena, you were here helping. How did that, like, talk to me about that experience. What was that like for you?
It was a long night. It was a long night, involved a lot of work. But, you know, I wanted to give you your space. Like, I didn't want to be, like, completely hovering over her and you. Like, I feel like you guys were in a working zone, you know?
We were, and I you just needed to be on standby.
Yeah.
There was one point where I had to tell you, like, hey, she's trying to get into the zone.
Yeah.
Please stop talking.
Yes.
So I thought when I was saying, quiet on set, when you and Omar wouldn't shut up, I thought, like, that was y'all's sign to shut up.
And we did.
Because she was struggling. I don't know if you knew that. She was having a hard time.
Yeah, you told us that. Okay.
So, yeah, next time, just now we know. But other than that, it went really well. She arrived at 8 o'clock. She arrived at 7:30. We started shooting a little after 8. We wrapped a little after midnight. And honestly, I had a shot list of about 37 shots, which was a little ambitious for a crew of one because I lit the whole thing myself. And a lot of setup, it was a lot. I kind of like ran through the whole thing. But again, I did a pre-run with Elena days before. So I had a good idea of what I was going to do. All I could say is I'm really happy with it. I immediately know what I could improve on. And I'm ready to do the next one. Mm-hmm. So I started writing more. This is a bug that bit me. I'm very, very, very excited about this.
Very good.
And I find myself talking to Elena about like ideas or shorts or things that she doesn't really care.
No.
Which is really sad to me. Like, if you listen to this podcast,
oh my,
you're like,
God.
Oh my God, your wife
doesn't care. Is this a bitch fest now or what?
No, I didn't turn into a bitch fest. Okay. I'm just saying, you know, that's unfortunate.
I'm listening to you.
You're listening to me and you look at me like you cannot wait for me to finish talking about this idea.
No, I'm just, you know, listening. I don't know what you want me to do.
I gotcha. That's okay. If you don't know what to do, that's all right. Elena, talk to me about the guest today. Who do we have?
So we have this really, really cool chick. I found her on Instagram. We follow each other. She is known as a hype coach. She is all about pushing women to their positivity limits, making sure that women know how beautiful and how diosas they are. And for those of you that don't know what diosa means, it means goddess. And this is my first time actually talking to her. I mean, we have messaged each other on Instagram. We comment on each other's stuff. But I was like, hey, I'd love to have you on the podcast. And
she's never heard the podcast before, right?
I don't know if she has. Probably not.
And her name?
Tejal.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah. So her name is Tejal. And
I wasn't sure how to, I saw it, but I wasn't sure how to pronounce
it. I've seen a video of hers where she pronounces it like that, but we'll ask her just to make sure.
And the name of her brand?
It's a bright doll face. And then she has an organization in New York, New Jersey called Goddesses Unite. So
very cool.
I went to her website, Bright Doll Face, and it just gives a lot of, she gives, she's a speaker. And so we'll dive into that some more.
Very cool. What are you most excited about?
I want to hear about her and how she has morphed her life into this, because she talks a little bit about her survival of domestic violence.
Okay.
She's only 28 years old, so she's super young and she's a licensed master. She has a master's in social work, so she's licensed.
Cool.
I think she's licensed, but I know she has a master's in social work because it's her accreditation. Very cool. So,
well, let's get her on. I'm pumped.
Okay, let's go.
Let's get her on.
Good evening.
Hello, Tejal.
Yes, this is Tejal.
Hi.
How are you, my mom?
Hi, I'm good. Listen, I want to make sure I'm pronouncing your name right. Is it Tejal?
Tejal, you got it.
Okay, awesome. I'm here with my husband, Gerald.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Bendiciones a los dos.
Oh, you're so sweet. We're recording right now. Are we going to, do you want to edit this or do we just want to start the podcast like this? What do you think, Gerald?
I'll cut this part out. Okay. Like the whole intro is really good and I'll just cut this part out. But all we wanted to say was that at the end, whenever we say bye,
Don't hang up.
We're just saying bye.
Okay, cool.
But all right. From this point on.
Okay, so hey guys, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us here on So Taco. You know, it's two side hustles and a microphone. I'm here with my husband, Gerald Flores. And Hello. Of course, the beautiful and wonderful and goddess-like Tejal of Bright Doll Face. Hey, girl.
Oh, wait, I got you. Hold on. There we go.
Yes, bitch. Okay, sure. So Tejal, how do you pronounce your last name?
Sure, the last name is Parekh.
Parekh. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so tell me, you know, I've been following you for quite some time on Instagram. I went to your website. I was reading up about you. And I was telling my husband, I said, you know, this woman is motivating all of us all the time. And I love on Wednesdays, you have something called Warrior Wednesday.
Yes.
So tell me about Warrior Wednesday.
Sure. Thank you. I want to just first and foremost say thank you so much, to you, Elena, and to your husband, Gerald. I'm immensely, immensely grateful for your support. And yes, so with Warrior Wednesday, it's pretty much, I started it because of the fact during the beginning of this quarantine and pandemic. Mm-hmm. As a domestic violence survivor and warrior, I began to open up more and more as a hype coach and empowering, and especially as a therapist, to definitely empower my platform and the women that come in, and just everyone pretty much, so that way they can feel, you know, just fulfilled, they can feel empowered, they can feel that, you know, guess what, I'm not the only one who's going through this. And
right.
I wanted to take away the idea of, well, guess what, you know, because you're a domestic violence survivor, or, you know, you've had trauma, you know, maybe you are a survivor of rape and let's say a sexual assault survivor, mm-hmm. however that may look like. I wanted everyone, and I continue to want everyone, to understand that we are not just survivors, we are warriors. And that's the big, immense difference. And it's not like, oh, you know, kind of like getting that kind of like, oh, I'm really sorry. Yes, but guess what? We're warriors,
right.
And we can continue to overcome anything that life is going to come bring to us.
Yeah,
and that's honestly the epitome of Warrior Wednesdays. It's just bringing different topics, different ideas, and different things every week to be able to empower, you know, everybody that comes to my platform of Bright Doll Face on my blog as a hype coach.
Right.
And that's honestly it. And just empowering everyone, because I think it's just important.
I like that when you announce your Warrior Wednesday, it's like a rally call. It's like, okay, ladies, today's the day. We're midweek. Like, it's time to hype yourself up. And yes. So that, you know, that brings me to a hype coach. I have never heard of a hype coach until I saw and met you.
Thank you so
much. Yes. And like, you have a master's in social work?
Correct.
Yes. Educated. I have a master's in counseling, but I'm not licensed. Are you licensed?
Not yet. And okay. That's my next goal. Yeah.
Awesome. That's great. Yeah. I feel like a master's or just higher education in those type of services is a different avenue for us where we're able to provide services. Cause I still have a full-time job and I work with disabled adults, mentally disabled adults. And so I feel like my education helps me in that sense, but I'm not licensed to like start my own practice or open my own office, you know? But
we're going to manifest that for us both.
Okay? Oh, yes. Well, I don't know about me, but for you, hell yeah, girl.
Yes.
I think hype coach is such a cool, it's such a cool title because like, I know hype man, right? Like,
yeah.
Like there's a hype man, right? He's the one that like pumps up you and your brand, whatever. Like,
yeah.
he's your guy. Mm-hmm. So hype coach is so cool because I think just the word hype in general, people are like, okay, I have a great idea.
Yeah.
Before, what was it like 10 years ago or we were hearing, you know, life coach.
Right.
I'm like, okay, well, what does that mean? And also my life is boring.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Or they could think that, but when you hear the word hype, man, you just get hype hearing the word hype.
Right.
You know
what exactly. I mean? Yeah.
Very cool.
It's like a call to action. So Tejal, do you ever have bad days? Like where you're not hyped up?
Yes. I do.
And what do you do?
Thank you. That's an amazing question. I like to look at it like this. And this is how I view life because I think it's so important the more that we view and our perception and our perspective of things, mm-hmm. it helps us and allows us to, you know, diminish the amount of anxiety or, you know, worries and so forth. So for me particularly, I like to look at it like this. It's a bad moment, right? You know, it's a bad situation or occurrence that's happening, mm-hmm. but not a bad day. And what I do particularly, let's say, for example, I'm just really stressed and I'm anxious or I'm worried. I just pretty much like come back to myself and I'll journal. Or if I don't journal, I just put like lots of music on and I will go on my stories and I will just hype you all.
I know, girl. I see you dancing. I see you, girl. That's amazing. That's amazing that you completely like change the energy or the vibe that you have within you. You recognize and you validate that you're either stressed or anxious and it's like, okay, I'm in control of this and I'm going to change the narrative. And so we got to hype each other up and that's hard for some people, you know, it's difficult to change that. One of the things that I also really like when I'm seeing you and when I first noticed you was how body positive you are. And I don't think I've ever told you this, Gerald, but I remember, being a young girl and walking downtown with my mom, my late mom. And I remember seeing beautiful dresses on mannequins, right? Like these beautiful just dresses or gowns. And I remember telling her that I love those. And I must have been maybe, I don't know, 8 or 9, a young girl. And she would tell me, you have to be skinny to wear that.
Okay.
And I know she didn't mean, there wasn't any malintention in that.
It didn't come from a bad
place. I think she was just like, you need to, in order to pull that off, or maybe, I don't know what the whole concept of her trying to, I'm in no way trying to say that my mother was bad or ugly because she never was. She loved me. Mm-hmm. I just feel like she wanted to protect me. Like she didn't want she didn't want me to feel like less than if I was not that skinny. And so that stayed with me for a long time. And even up to now, Tejal, like I still struggle with, accepting my body, you know, yeah. accepting who I am.
I think sometimes yeah. like that comes from just from that generation. It yeah. just comes from a place of they're just being factual.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. like if I was like, man, if I was with my dad or something and he was when I was a kid and I saw this guy like dunk a basketball and he's like, I'm like, oh, I want to do that. He's like, well, you got to be good. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's just true. I got to yeah. be good. I yeah. got to be good in order to do that. He didn't mean like.
Yeah. I know for sure my mom was not saying this yeah, from a bad no. place. I just, but that type, but the consequence of those words have right. stayed with me forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and to the yeah. point where I was in my young 20s and 30s, hating myself, questioning why I looked like this. Why are my thighs so big? Why don't they separate like all these other skinny girls? And why is my butt big? And, you know, stuff like that. And so now in my 40s, it's like, oh, okay, I am a total badass. But it's taken me a long time to mm-hmm, come mm-hmm. to this point, you know? And then I see you, Tejo, you're like 28 and you're like on the Brooklyn Bridge and you're chones. And it's like, I don't give a fuck, you know? And it's like, yes! That's amazing. That I didn't see that growing up. We didn't have those, that type of body positivity.
Mm-hmm. We didn't,
you know, and that's mm-hmm. important, you know? So, I love that body positivity is such a big role in your platform. Yeah. And I'm sure that you've got all kinds of young girls that reach out to you and tell you how much they love yes. that about you.
Yes, I do. And I particularly, it's been my own journey and being able to see, and thank you for sharing that, Elena, like I, and Gerald as well, like I really appreciate that. And for me, like particularly, it's been a journey myself because like, yeah. as I always explain on my platform, you know, as a hype coach, it's always my testimony and my story. And as a domestic violence survivor and warrior, I had to really overcome a lot of like thoughts, words, even yeah. with my ex-partner. And even growing up, because like I was like, you know, with my other dad, él es puertorriqueño, he's Puerto Rican, mm-hmm. and he's pretty much my dad, you know, and growing up with him, we would like go shopping and I remember going into like Sears and like I had to like go in and, you know, go to the boys section because guess what? There was no clothing for Tejal and all the other curvy plus size girls yeah. like herself because guess what? We had to go to the boys section. Mm-hmm. And I remember feeling like so like disgusted and feeling like so embarrassed. I was like, ¿qué es eso? Like, what is this? And so my goal and my strive every single day, because I had to rebirth myself. I had to become and know who I am mm-hmm. and bloom in that way. Ooh. Because it's all about, you know, watering, planting, and, you know, rooting yourself. But then it's also blooming. And so I had to bloom and really figure out who I was and see. And, you know, this was like in the midst of like, you know, my earlier 20s from like teenagers years into my mid 20s. Of finally exiting that toxic relationship and right. being able to, you know, remain alive and just leave it completely, you know, because not everybody's able to. And with that being said, being able to now use my platform in that way, because I just want women and like girls, especially girls, like to know that like, hey, I know what it feels like to see women or somebody that doesn't look like us.
Yeah.
I know what it feels like mm-hmm. to like be a multicultural mujer that doesn't have anybody or a Barbie or any type mm-hmm. of thing that looks like them. And that's what like, you know, was horrible like growing up. It's like, you know, okay, I have this like great Barbie, but guess what? Her body doesn't look like mine.
Yeah.
Her hair color doesn't look like right. mine. And it's great that we're, you know, expanding on that now. And that's the blessing. So I honestly, that's what I strive for all the time. It's just like, I want women and girls to understand and everyone else, you know, that comes to the platform that, you know, it's okay to be yourself. It's okay to be who you are. Now, the question is like, okay, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to be here and like sit down and, you know, constantly pick at yourself? Or are you going to say, you know what? I am amazing. I am worthy. I am incredible. And doing the work, because mm-hmm. it's not like, you know, you can say those affirmations, you can say those things about yourself and sit down and look at your body inside and out. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that honestly, it's about the first step of working towards what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And if you're willing to do the work, because see, the best and the most beautiful thing that we can ever do is invest in ourselves. And by doing that is by loving ourselves, because right. we're taught by society all the time that guess what? You have to have perfect teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, acne? Ah, no. Back acne? Oh, no, no. You can't yeah. have that, honey. Hair on your legs, hair on your, you know, your arms, you're everywhere. Like, it's always an issue. And so, like, we, it's just so important that, like, to be the rebellious act, like, just self-love, that's just the rebellious act of what we do and the epitome of who we are. And as we walk out every single day and we step outside into ourselves and, you know, we have to constantly battle, like, what people already box us into, it's important to know who you are. And I right. think that's where it, where I think a lot of people are learning, especially this year with this pandemic.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think what makes sense too is what you're talking about. What resonated with me is when you said someone who looks like me, and immediately what I thought about was, and like to kind of like go even further from what you're saying, I remember mm-hmm. I noticed walking into Target maybe like a year ago, maybe yeah. a little longer. And I started to see that they used, I guess I'll call it just because it'll people understand it, plus size models in the ads that are up there,
mm-hmm.
like in the clothing sections.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they just weren't skinny models. They were just regular women, or some of them were a little plus size, but they looked, but they had them up there. And I remember telling Elena, I was like, hey, look.
Yeah.
And I don't ever remember, or at least I never saw it enough to where it went viral, that they ever made an announcement that we're doing that, nor should they have actually made an official announcement. They just put it up in their yeah. stores. And that's cool because yeah. I feel like what you just said, Elena, earlier about like walking by the store when you were young.
Yeah.
The little girls that are walking by, little boys, everyone yeah. who's walking by and seeing these, they're like, oh, well, that's like,
right.
That looks like me.
Right.
Where before it's like, oh, it's a skinny, beautiful blonde.
Yeah.
Or brunette or whatever, and that's not what I look like right now. Or even, mm-hmm. They may think they'll look like that in the future, but regardless, it seems a little, oh, that looks like my mommy, or mm-hmm. that looks like my tia, or yeah. that looks like my aunt. Like, those are, I recognize that. And this, even with, taking the, moving from body positivity stuff to when Black Panther came out, when the,
yes.
when Spider-Man, the animated one came out.
Oh, yeah.
And kids were like, hey, he looks like me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm dark. Mm-hmm. I'm yeah. dark skinned. And then Black Panther, yeah. like, there's a superhero like me now. Like,
right.
All that stuff. Everything you were talking about before, Elena, like with what your mom said, you go back further and further and further. And it's just these generations that they had very little on their minds at the time. Most of them were, I have to work. I have to provide for my family.
They're just trying to survive. Yeah.
I don't have time to talk, to have deep conversations with my children.
Right.
To talk. The dads would come home, hardly ever speak. They're like the dad from the Wonder Years. They don't say shit. Mm-hmm. And then
yep.
mm-hmm. and they don't realize, not that they were doing that on purpose, but that has an effect. It had an effect on some children when they grew up. Now, like, every generation is learning more and more how to
yeah.
relate to children, how to have a household, a family, a life that
have conversations.
It will help mold right. their kids, and it just trickles on down. It's just we're evolving. That's what we're
always,
doing.
Always.
Everyone's just evolving. And that's
well,
so
and
cool.
when you have somebody like Tejal, who is part of that catalyst movement of acceptance of body, and also, you know, going back to like the Target stories, I saw some women that were like, why aren't there any science t-shirts for my kids, excuse me, for my little girls in the little girls clothing? Why are they all in the boys? Why are we yeah. categorizing science only for boys and not also including our girls? It's just not pinks and ribbons and tutus, you know? Yeah. I mean, I'm all about mm-hmm. that shit too, but I mean, why isn't science both for both genders or as yeah. gender neutral? Why are we identifying these things? And so I think these conversations are super important. And, you know, a lot of our listeners, Tejal, are side hustlers, but they're also family members, they're parents, they're raising young yeah. kids, or they're young themselves and also trying to identify. And, you know, like I feel like at 41, it's just taken me a really long time to be able to accept who I am. And you are at 28 years old, right? That's how old you are. Like, you're super young.
Yes, yes. I just turned 29 this year.
Girl,
yes.
Okay. So I can't even imagine the amount of power you're going to have at 41. I mean, 10 years, 12 years from now, girl, you're going to be like growing wings and shit. Like, we're not even going to, you know, we're... you know,
gonna fly.
Yeah.
You're just gonna fly.
I wish at 28 I was this positive, and I wasn't. And sometimes, Tejal, like I reflect on that harshness that I was, and I feel so bad. And there are times where I tell myself that I have to forgive myself, and that's real hard because I feel bad.
Elena, you know, I want to just remind you that, and I want to say thank you. Thank you again to you both. I'm immensely grateful and, you know, for your words. And I want to just remind you that, listen, when it comes to the mind, you know, like, oh, well, you know, back then and where I'm at now. But you know what? The blessing is that you're here now and you're able to recognize and see. Guess what? Well, maybe I didn't do enough of the work, or maybe I wasn't aware of like what was going on, and I was so, you know, upset, and you know, I was told these things, and I was told that I had to look like this and X, Y, and Z, and you know, going back to the story with your mom, and you know, pretty much what we also experience throughout our lives, right? And when we can't shop and purchase things that really fit us, and so all of these things, I want you to know that it's okay, you know, and forgiveness. Oh my God, forgiveness is a daily thing. It's like a daily work. It's not just like, sometimes people think like with the word forgiveness, like it's a one-time, you know, deal. No. Forgiveness is a constant thing. And, you know, I understand that. And I definitely, that resonates with me because I've had to forgive myself for a lot of decisions that I made, you know, not being able to leave sooner, right?
Right.
Because it's always like the thing. It's like, why didn't I leave sooner? Well, Tejal, guess what? You were in your younger 20s. You were still establishing your bachelor's degree. You were working 2 part-time jobs. You know, you were then in this, you know, toxic relationship who was addicted to crack cocaine. It got really bad and abusive at the end of it. And it's like, okay, well, guess what, Tejal? You did the best that you could, and you did the best for that partner. And now, guess what? It's okay that if you didn't leave earlier, but here you are. And it's the same thing with self-love. It's like, you know, I'll say, man, I look at older pictures, like when I was like, you know, in my my earlier 20s, and I'm like, whoa. And I was like way like, you know, kind of thinner. And I was like, wow, I had this smile on my face, but I looked so like sad because I knew what I was going through. And I knew that like throughout my life, I've had to battle like constant things, even with DV growing up. And so I was like, I'm going to break this generational cycle, and I'm going to break this generational cycle of like, you know, the idea of like our body and self-love, like, no, freak this, man. Like, okay, I'm going to like, you know, and continue to embrace it. So I understand when it comes to forgiveness and understanding what it is. And I want you to just know, Elena, like the point of everything is that you're here now. And you just speaking out on your story and sharing that with us here tonight is just a blessing because somebody needs to hear that tonight.
Right.
You know, I'm so motivated.
Tejal, where are you in New York or are you in New Jersey?
I'm in Jersey, and okay. I used to work in New York City, but I couldn't consider myself a New Yorker because I worked there like for tons of years. So yeah.
Nice.
We love New York. Like love, 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 love. I think it's my favorite city, and I haven't even been to a lot of cities, but it's my favorite city in the world. It's wonderful.
We
flew into Jersey. In New York?
We flew to New York.
Yeah. And then we would Anyway, I'm sorry, Gerald, you're going to ask something.
No. So I listen to a ton of different podcasts, and I'm one of the many, many of hundreds of millions of listeners that listen to Joe Rogan, mainly for the opposition that a lot of the different, and there's some things that he says that I don't agree with, and there's some things that are said from others on his podcast that I'm like, oh, that's cool. That I agree. But one of the things that he talks about, he's been open about not necessarily the over positivity of women's bodies celebrating women that aren't necessarily fit. He's an asshole, I think, for a lot of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But he had a guy on, and the guy, I forgot who it was, but the guy said, you know, men don't get any praise for being overweight or anything like that. And not that we need any more of an advantage than you guys have in certain things, but it is kind of interesting. I just kind of wanted to get your take on that because, yeah, I mean, man, there's some, I mean, like Lizzo, that girl's hot. You know what I mean? There's, but no one ever looks at like, no one ever looked at John Candy and was like, or Chris Farley and was like, that guy's nice. But you know, for men, it's different. They were talking about John Candy, Chris Farley, those guys, those guys are funny, you know? And when they're funny, it's okay that they're overweight. But then I'm like, well, if there's a woman that's large and she's funny, they're not saying that. Well, she's funny. They're just saying, yeah, but she's big. You know what I mean? No one said, yeah, Chris Farley's big. People were like, no, he's funny. And I'm sure he didn't really get he didn't really have a problem getting women being a famous guy. But the rest of the dad, I mean, I think I see some stuff now like about the dad bods and stuff and women are appreciating that. I think there was a study that said women actually appreciate a dad bod more than a six pack, but I really question that. I don't know who they're polling for that, you know, because that doesn't make sense. But what do you think about that? Like, what are your thoughts on that? Like, give me some love for the guys.
All right. Well, first, I honestly think I totally agree, Gerald, because the thing is that there is not enough happening out there for men. And I see it all the time. And I actually follow, like, different models as well because I also model as, you know, as a curvy woman and, and plus size. And I've met, like, tons of men. And we actually on the Brooklyn Bridge for the Real Catwalk, I met tons of them that are models, and it was just so beautiful to see men also, you know, just plus size and curvy and embracing their bodies, like, in their, like, boxers and, like, you know, everything on the Brooklyn Bridge, because that's what we were doing, and then, you know, walking in diversity and self-love. And I think that when it comes to men, I agree, there's not enough, like, men are always pretty much seen that, like, yeah, they have to be seen as this body and they have to be fit. It's really similar to the fact of what we experience as women. And I feel like men, in a way as well, they don't get a break because it's like, I always think, like, you know, as women, we can always do different things and so forth, like, you know, like with our outfits and everything. But with guys, sometimes it's kind of complicated because it's like, you know, some would want to do things with their hair, some won't, and so forth. So it's like, you know, they're constantly undergoing different things and, like, stigma and so forth. And I think it's important that we embrace them too. I think it's important that we continue to have these conversations and talk about the fact that we need to empower our guys and, you know, appreciate everything else. Because again, it's not only our bodies, right? It's what we're doing. It's our intelligence. It's our education. It's our, you know, our catalyst movements. It's the things that we're doing to inspire and, you know, be an inspiration to ourselves and to others. And honestly, like, you know, the guys, they're just amazing. Like, guys are amazing, you know. There are another percentage of guys, you know, that definitely, like you said, in regards to that podcast of Rogan and so forth, you know, they can be in the other pile. But, you know.
Yeah, no,
you know, I remember when is it ESPN or whoever, that when they released the body issue, where it's all these athletes that are naked and they're posing in like, you know, with their volleyball or, but they're nude. Of course, they don't show their body parts, but they're nude.
Like in shadows and stuff.
Yeah, and I think it was Big Boppy or one of the baseball players, he was swinging
Red Sox.
And he was swinging, and of course he's nude, and
it's a big dude,
and it's nalgas and it's belly, and people were saying, like, how beautiful this man is, because not only is he gorgeous, but he's an athlete, and he surpasses the normal, what you think of an athlete is, you know. He had he has thick thighs and a thick butt and a belly, and but he's powerful. He's a powerful athlete. I think it was Poppy. I don't remember. But anyway, the whole point of that, of the body issue, is celebrating these athletes and their bodies, whether they're trim or big and muscular. I think they were also just trying to have conversations like that, provoke conversations with these images that are risque, but super respectful.
Right. And I think a lot of the times too, like, not necessarily like, not to dwell on the Joe Rogan stuff, but those types of people, or that mindset, or like, they're all about fitness. They're all about health. They're all about that stuff. So mm-hmm. everything else is completely foreign and wrong to them. Mm-hmm. And that's the way that they see it. Mm-hmm. But really, I feel like there's no middle ground for, because really, I mean, there's thin people that are not healthy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
There's, and not to say that every larger person is healthier than a thin person, but I don't think we want someone to be we don't want them to be ill. We don't want them to be sick, but we just want their mental health to be good and for them to treat themselves kind.
Yeah. Self-acceptance.
If you want to lose some weight, go for it.
Right.
You know, yeah. like we're not going to bitch at you like they all did when Adele lost weight.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That completely shocked everybody.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
You know?
Why get mad at her? Or why did she?
Yeah. I mean, but why even like, I don't understand. Like,
I people are weird, man. People are weird.
I mean,
the thing is that people are so quick to judge and they're so quick to, and this is something I've learned, right? It's just like, people are so quick to judge, but they're not quick enough to look at their inner selves, and they need to look at themselves in the mirror before they go ahead and start judging somebody else. That's her own journey. You know, it's the same thing like with Lizzo, right? Like when I saw Lizzo, I was like, yes. And I was just like, finally, I was like, guess what? I'm inspired. I'm going to go all out, naked. I need to do a shoot like that because I have long hair. You know, like I should have been thinking about that.
We saw her at a concert and it's amazing. Oh, I mean, she's just amazing.
Yeah.
She is, Elena. And honestly, like, the thing is that people are just so quick to put us in these boxes, right?
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, like, for example, with me, well, she's always happy. That's honestly, like, the comment that I get all the time. Well, Cecil, you're always so happy. Like, how is that possible? And it's like, wait, guys, I always talk to you guys about how when I'm also going through my own things or I'm having a moment. And the thing is that everybody is so quick to put us in these boxes and categorize us. And that's the thing where we need to just continue to work towards. It's like not labeling or categorizing the person, just seeing them for who they are. And I think when we begin to see people for who they are, including ourselves, we're able to lead more of a successful society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, right. I agree with that.
I agree with that. You're talking. Oh, go ahead, Elena.
I just saw David Letterman has an interview series on Netflix, and I just saw Lizzo's interview with him, and she talks about when I first saw her and how she was telling everyone that she's a bad bitch and how, you know, the juice isn't good if it doesn't look like this type of shit, and it's like, oh my God, finally, right? And I love that she said, I don't understand why I got so much hate for just loving myself. Mm-hmm. You know? And I thought that was so powerful. She said, I wasn't doing anything than loving myself. And she got so much shit for it because she's, and she goes on her Instagram and her TikTok. She's like, I work out like crazy, but I'm not working out for your standards. You know, perfect. I'm working out for me to be healthy, because she's on stage performing, singing, dancing.
If she was like really unfit, she wouldn't be able to do all that.
Exactly. Exactly. Her endurance is amazing.
She'd be standing in one spot like Mariah Carey.
in a faja.
That's so funny that you said that. You know, I have an answer to that, and it goes back to what Tejal was saying. And I've said this before many times. I feel like when you're happy with yourself, or when you are at peace with yourself, or you know yourself, or you're confident, you really kind of don't get bothered by other people. Not necessarily them saying something about you, but but when something is online, or like Lizzo, and like, okay, great, well, good for her.
She don't give a shit.
But when you constantly are like, oh, she, like when you're just so quick to just start to bitch and be negative, it's like in an office environment, right? We have all different types of people. You have the woman that's completely unhappy in her marriage. You have this lady over here that's single, that can't find a man, and she's all miserable. So what do they find pleasure in? Bitching at everything else and other people, and constantly wanting to just be negative. But if they were both happy in their lives, they things wouldn't bother them as much.
She was saying that she used to be bullied a lot.
Who's she?
Lizzo. Oh. Because she has very wide feet.
I was all, Tejal was bullied.
She has very wide feet, and in school they would make fun of her feet and her shoes. And and David Letterman says, you know, like, well, how is that? How are you doing with that now? Or how? And she said, she was like, I get my own shoes made. Like, I mean, look at me. Yeah. I mean, I get custom shoes made for me.
They ain't making fun of me now.
I mean, who's making fun of who now, bitch? You know what I'm saying? Like,
hello.
It's all about perspective. I told you that this, Tejal, I was, it was either a meme or something, but are you aware of Shaquille O'Neal's shoe line that he's had inside of Walmart for many, many decades, probably at this point?
Yes, I have. I'm like, I haven't been like pretty much like that, like informada, like that informed, like paying attention to it so much, but I know about it. Yeah.
It's a shoe brand, his brand inside of Target. And it's been in there for, God, I don't know, 20 years or more. And it's, they're Target shoes, right? Well, he took a picture next to them in Walmart. And it's funny because, you know, I never got my shoes at Walmart. Payless when I was a little younger.
Yeah,
but everyone couldn't afford that. Kids got to get. I mean, you have to have name brand, right? You have to have name brand in school, or you get made fun of. That's it. So I forgot what he had said exactly, but he was basically saying you can make fun of me for having a shoe line in Walmart or these shoes in general, but they have provided like 20 million pairs of shoes to underprivileged homes. You know what I mean? The shoes are $20, $25
affordable right.
shoes for kids.
Yeah.
And I thought that was interesting because, sure, he's not Jordan. He didn't have the Jordan line of shoes and the, you know, the way he has them. But it's very cool to know, like, when you drop that knowledge on somebody, you're like, oh, shit, that's cool because I can't make fun of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And if I do, I'm an asshole. But it was just cool. So it's just perspective.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know what, Gerald, with you saying that right now, it just brought something to my mind, is the idea, right? So we're so, like, society is so quick to, like, you know, oh, yeah, if you have a Louis Vuitton
right.
and you have Gucci and you have Prada and you have YSL, oops, you know what I'm saying? You have this, you know, you're given more respect. Well, why don't you put respect on my name with anything that I have on? How about that? Because mm-hmm. it's more than the labels or anything that I have on my body.
Yeah.
Right? And period. And that's honestly it. Because it's like, we're constantly, like, why not, you know, invest in a company like Shaquille O'Neal's? Or like,
right.
you know, collaborate with that. Why not? That's a Black-owned business. Mm-hmm. It goes back to like Black-owned, Latina-owned, mm-hmm. you know, minority-owned businesses out here. Why not support that instead of these big brands that are like always, you know, okay, you know, they always drop names, Susabe, you know, Anwes, Debame, all these, you know, artists, you know, that are great, but like reggaeton artists or, you know, R&B artists and so forth, they wear all these like, you know, tons of brands and it's great. I'm glad that they're able to have that accessibility. But we also have to think about why constantly, you know, uplift these big brands that aren't doing jack for our community.
Mm-hmm.
¿Me entiendes?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, yeah. If I saw Balenciaga doing something for my college scholars that I counsel every week, or, you know, when I'm teaching them in class as a professor, if I saw that they're giving back to a community, then okay, está bien. ¿Me entiendes?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't see that from all these big brands. You know what I mean? And we make such a, you know, a fuss, and we make such a big thing about like New York Fashion Week, mm-hmm. Paris Fashion Week, and all these big brands. Guess what? They're not doing jack for our community. So why don't we do the opposite? Why don't, you know, and that's when it comes back to us as consumers. And I think like even now when it comes to our bodies, when it comes to like the choices that we're making as consumers, we're making more informed decisions about where our money is going into what company and what brand.
Right.
And I think that's vital. You
yeah.
know,
yeah.
I honestly think that. Because even if I was to be able to afford those things, I honestly don't think that. I mean, like, why make fun of Shaquille O'Neal's sneakers and his line and this amazing, you know, we have this amazing Black man, you know, who is a known, you know, basketball player that is able to do this amazing thing and provide for tons of children and, you know, teenagers. feel, you know, inclusive. It all comes back down to,
for sure.
Yes. To inclusivity, to diversity, to equity, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just so vital. And, you know, at work, during my, because I, you know, I have both of my careers as a hype coach and advocate and everything that I do. And then during the day, I work as a college counselor and a professor. And I'm on the president's advisory board for equity, inclusivity, and diversity. And I look at things differently now. And I see it in a different way. And especially of all the things that we've been going through this year that, you know, has always been around, but, you know, people are now becoming more and more awakened in regards to that. But again, like, I honestly think it's just so vital for us to continue to have these conversations. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like, come on, man, Shaquille O'Neal, he's doing his thing. There's nothing wrong with it.
No, right. I'm with you. You brought up like the Louis Vuitton stuff, and hey, if for everyone listening,
if you can afford that and you want to do that, then that's on you.
Sure.
You know,
sure. That's fine.
Even if I had $3,000 to buy a purse, I just don't,
Well,
I'm 41. I want to retire in 10, 15 years. I'd like to put some money aside. You know what I'm saying? Like your priority changes, you age. And so,
well, but the body going back to the body positivity and just the positivity of you loving yourself in general, it doesn't necessarily mean having to buy these name brand things and put them on your body in order to be happy. But the problem is that's what does it for some people. But that is just, if you buy a Louis Vuitton something, or if you're a dude, man, and you buy a Supreme anything, which I will never understand that brand. I did some research about it early on, but now it's ridiculous. They put their logo on a brick and it's like $300. Are you kidding me? So those things are just, if it makes you feel better, those are just band-aids. Like, they are just temporary little fixes for something that's a little deeper of an issue as to why you have to buy that stuff to make you feel better.
Addressed, yeah.
Right. You're just ignoring the fact that you're, because you can't be, sure, I guess you could be 75-year-old lady wearing Louis Vuitton. Yeah, but you can't be a 75-year-old dude wearing Supreme.
Yeah, maybe you earned it at 75 and you hit the lottery. I don't know. You, like, your husband died and you inherited a lot of money. I don't know. I don't give a shit. But the priority is, like, how are you taking care of yourself? Like, what's at the end of the day, what are you doing for your future self? Right. And so that's important.
And if you're doing that for other people too, because it makes you feel better that other people are seeing you wear that, all those
the people
that really matter don't care. And the ones that are going to look at you and be like, oh, she has Louis Vuitton. Most of them too are probably like, that bitch has Louis Vuitton. They're not like, oh, that's awesome, that bitch has Louis Vuitton. No, they're not. They either don't care or they care and are bothered that you have that shit.
Tejal, so what is...
We're not sponsored by Louis Vuitton, by the way.
Yeah, or by Supreme.
Yeah, we're not. But, you know, if they want to sponsor us...
I'll take all that back.
This is our call.
What is in store for you for 2021? What do you got going?
Oh, thank you so much. That's a great question. So I'm really looking to do more with my brand and my blog. I run a women empowerment group that I was doing on ground, and I'm looking to move it more virtually just for right now. That way I can get to more women and more individuals from the platform. Mm-hmm. So it's called Goddesses Unite or Diosas Unidas. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking to do more with that. I'm looking to do more seminars. I'm thinking about just doing things on ground, even though, like, everything that's still occurring, and just making sure that everybody is at a social, you know, distancing themselves from one another. But I honestly want to continue with, I had a seminar earlier this year, and I did it in the month of February, because yo soy soltera, I'm single. Mm-hmm. And I honestly want to continue to teach women that it's okay to be single and, like, to honor this time, because sometimes we're so pressed. We're so like, oh my God, cuando viene?
Can I? Okay. All right. let me tell you something. Let me tell you another personal little story. Yes. When I was, first of all, I have a younger sister who's single and she's 32. And she loves being single.
No, she's older than 32.
No, I think she's 32.
Okay.
She's She loves being single. She travels the world by herself. She's in RN school. She has no time for fuck boys. She's just not, she's not about that life. She's, in other words, a man does not need to define her or doesn't define her, her being right now.
Correct.
When I was 20 something, I remember, it must have been 28, 29. I don't even remember, but I got diagnosed with meningitis and I was hospitalized for a week. And this was right, the week of Hurricane Katrina, because I remember this because it was all over the news in my hospital room. And anyway, I was on the brink of death. And I remember telling my mom before she had passed, I had said, Mom, all I want to do is get married. And she said, you'll get married. You'll get married. That for me was my goal in life. And I'm thinking about it now, like at 41, it's like, why the fuck was that goal ever a goal to begin with? You know, and I'm not saying that I'm not glad I'm not married.
You heard it here first, everyone. She
was like looking like
no. And I remember setting my, okay, I'm going to get married by the time I'm 25 and I'm going to have like three kids by the time I'm 30 and blah, blah, blah. No, bitch. I got married at 32. I took my sweet ass time and we decided we're not having children. And so, but I look back at that conversation I had with myself and just like, why do we put this value on marriage as if we needed to define us?
Yep.
You know, I don't know. So I respect you in saying that you want to tell women it's okay to break these generational pressures of you need to be married. And I remember being 18 and going to like baby showers with my mom. ¿Y cuándo se va a casar Elena? And my mom was like, she's 18. Like, what do you mean when she's going to get married? What? No. Like, my mom was like, no. And she would tell me, you wait as long as you can. You wait as long as you can and get married. And I was like, all right, Mom. All right.
Well, you're breaking the generational thing now, too.
That's what also, she was by, doing with me.
But also, we're not having kids.
Yeah, we're not having kids.
And that flips my mom. My mom's freaked out about that.
Yeah, she.
Yeah, like we're not having kids. I don't want to have kids.
Right.
I love kids. I just don't want them.
We're changing these conversations and we're changing these choices. But I admire so much that you're telling young girls that are being told or that have seen that you got to get married when you're young, you got to have babies when you're young, and you got to do these things that are pressured from our families because it's not the case.
I'm with you.
Yes. Thank you. Agreed. Yeah. And that's the thing, like during that seminar, I call it You Got It Girl and Dating Oneself in 2020. And so I broke it down. I had like 14 amazing women. I called them Bright Doll Souls because that's what I like to call them through my blog because Bright Doll Face. And, you know, they all showed up in Jersey City. And I rented a dance hall, which was a dance studio. Uh-huh. So I was able to, like, you know, get everything together. And it was just an incredible event. Like, I had these incredible women and just speaking about my story and opening it up for Dom and talking about the reasoning for, like, you know, just understanding that we have to learn how to date ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's something I talk about through my platform, too. Like, and even on my TikTok, I'm like, hey, guys, like, it's okay to date yourself. Like, take yourself on a date. And I always get that, too, Elena. Like, oh, por aquí, por donde yo vivo. I live in Union City here in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And I'm in, like, a Hispanic, you know, neighborhood, Latino neighborhood. And, like, you know, they know me constantly now because now I've been working in New Jersey now more than I have in the city. So they always see me. And so, like, I go to, like, restaurants or stores and they know me and they're like, y entonces, el novio, ¿por qué siempre andas sola? Or why are you always alone? Yeah. Where's your boyfriend? And I'm like, well, first and foremost, let me fucking tell you, I don't need no motherfucking man. I don't need ningún hombre a mi lado, coño. Like, you know what I mean? I don't need no man. I'm a five. So walk on these streets. If it's 10 o'clock at night, I'm allowed to walk outside. I don't care what you think. You know, because I'm always like there's an ice cream parlor by my house. And so one of the gentlemen there, he was just like, yeah, I noticed that you're always walking, like, you know, after 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. And I'm like, yeah, well, guess what? I work and I've been working from home. So, like, you know, once it hits like maybe 7, 8 o'clock, I need to take a walk.
Yeah.
So
right.
That's my choice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I that has nothing to do with me being without a man or so forth. And yeah, and honestly, like, I just want to constantly empower women to just understand that, like, and just everyone in general, like, we don't need to have a partner to be happy. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to be happy with ourselves first. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't make a difference, like, if you didn't, you know, any part of the moment of your life that you make that choice, that's the best thing. It's not about, like, you know, oh man, but why didn't I? No, it's okay. Like, now is the time. Once you become aware, you're self-aware about that, and you're allowing yourself to really change your mindset and see things differently, that's a great part. And, you know, I'm just like, so that I'm single and I'm happy, you know, like, mm-hmm. I have my moments, like, don't get me wrong, because I'm like, oh, ya va a llegar la Navidad, you know, like, Christmas is coming, and so is, you know, como se llama, New Year's. But it's okay. Like, I just tell myself, like, I have business to get done, you know?
Right.
And the business right now is, like, me empowering these women and constantly doing what I'm doing with my brand. And I just want to continue to inspire people. And what's meant for us will come. And manifestation is mm-hmm. real. So, honestly, for 2021, like, I just, you know, I've been praying and I'm like, man, you know, one of my goals is really to, like, get on the Forbes under 30 or 30 over, you know, under 30 or 30 or 40 under 40, whichever one it is, you know, like, I just honestly want to aim towards that because that's one of my dreams to come true. And because I just love the concept, and that's just something I want just in general for myself. And I'm looking at my vision board right here, and I did a vision board pretty much event through Goddesses Unite right before the pandemic, so in January mm-hmm. and of this year. And I'm looking to hold another one this upcoming year as well. And, you know, like, one of my things on the vision board, and as we were talking about Lizzo's on there, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's like a quote with her and so forth, but one of my things on there is, like, Women of the Year. And I honestly feel like this year I have been, like, just showing up for myself and God, like, just showing through and always supporting me. And honestly, manifestation is real. So I'm looking to manifest more for 2021. I'm praying that I continue to, you know, grow my platform, you know, grow my work, continue to collaborate, you know, as we are here tonight. You know, it's an immense blessing to just talk more about my work and talk with one another and have these, like, you know, vital, open, real conversations mm-hmm. and, you know, continue to, like, disempower, you know, more women. And I really, like, I'm looking to also obtain my LLC. So to create my Bright Office and as a hype coach, just creating it more, I don't want to say, like, legit, but making it more of a liability company, because I want to work more with, you know, universities. Like, for example, this year, in August, I spoke for Rutgers University.
Wow.
For their school. Yes. And I'm an alum there as well. So
wow.
I was so
great.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. And being able to just speak to their college scholars and talk to them about self-love and imposter syndrome, because that's something that we all deal with, you know, mm-hmm. so. And I'm actually going to be working with their staff this upcoming week and providing another workshop to train their professional staff with their body confidence and just so forth, their self-confidence as professionals. So my goal really for next year is to continue to do this work and just grow, manifest, and just give immense love to the world as much as I give to myself. And just hearing stories that I hear all the time and, you know, messages I get, and they're like, just, you know, say, like, thank you so much, like, you have no idea. And it just warms my heart, because I know that I'm here on this earth and I'm walking in my purpose, and this is a time, so I'm gonna keep going.
I love it. Thank you so much, Tejo. I think that you are so energetic and so positive and such a need in this world, especially right now when we're trying to survive an election, a pandemic. Our young girls are listening, they're watching, even our young boys, our nephews, our nieces are watching us. And it's important that we have, catalyst people like you that are fueling the fire for us. So thank you so much for sharing so much with us tonight. I want to tell our listeners, where can they find you? I know on Instagram, you're a Bright Dollface, @BrightDollface, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And your website is also brightdollface.com?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
And they can also find me on TikTok and on Facebook. Same thing, same handle, brightdollface. Yes.
All right, perfect. Queen. Yes.
Tejal, thank you so much. We had a great time talking to you.
Yes, thank you. And you know what, Tejal? Like, last in 2019, I put it in the universe that I was going to bring speakers here in 2020. And on 2020, I had, do you know Crafty Chica?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I love her.
She's another like Care Bear person. And I had a whole event planned with her. And I said, I'm going to bring these speakers out here. And we had tickets. And then COVID hit in March. We
sold out.
Yeah, we sold out of tickets. We even added 25 more tickets. We sold out because the event was going to be in April and we had to cancel it and because of COVID. But when we're ready, when this world is ready in this community, I am bringing you down here to Corpus Christi, Texas. And you are going to talk to this community because we need you here. And please, 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 please don't ever dull your magic. You are so full of it. And I'm so thankful you were in my life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you so much, Elena. I'm like in tears right now. Thank you so much. Thank you.
See, Elena, I'm not the only one you make cry.
Don't cry.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Of course. You're of welcome. Course. And if there's anything that you ever need from us, please just give us, you know how to find us. Just give us a call. Or... Okay, manita. Thank you.
Thanks, and
don't hang up. We'll hang out here in a bit.
Talk to you later.
Yes.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
That was a great conversation.
It was. It was a really good, candid conversation. And I've shared some stuff like that I have never really told anybody. I don't even know. Yeah. I mean.
Well, I'm glad you're like when you told me who the guest was, you told me like a week ago. So I did research on her and stuff, yeah. But really, man, like, honestly, I was like, this is going to be Elena's thing. When I butt in, it better be for a good reason because my male dominating ass has no no reason to be talking about some of these things. Like, I just don't have, but it was really, really cool. I just brought up the guy thing because it's actually
fresh. But I think that's important too. I think these conversations about men, because there's got to be men that are also need body positivity.
I mean, I'm a big guy. And you know what I mean? But it is what it is. Sure, I'd love to lose more weight. Actually, I'd love to lose more weight just so I don't die sooner.
That's different.
This weight's from all the delicious, awesome food I eat, which is probably not the greatest food. Actually, I know it's not the greatest food. Anyway, that was really good. She's so full of energy. I want to go hang out with her.
I know. I hope when we can go visit New York, we can hang out and she can take us to all the badass places in New York and New Jersey.
Yeah, no, it's really, 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 really cool. If you guys haven't seen Vampires versus the Bronx on Netflix, it's a really cool movie. It's kind of like The Goonies meet Stranger Things, but vampires. It's a movie, so it's not a series, but it's in the Bronx. And anyway, I don't know. She just reminded me of all the people that are in that movie.
She talks like the bodega people, like the Puerto Ricans.
She talks like them.
I love it.
Which is great. My Texan ass loves to hear that kind of stuff. So anyway, it was great. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys. And we got to go get ready for whatever.
We appreciate you guys listening. Okay. We'll talk to you next
Hasta
week.
Hasta la próxima.
Bye, everyone.